Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's Lindsay and Krista.
Yo.
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 What's up, everyone? I'm happy to have you here. People are like, why does Krista introduce every episode?
I know.
Why does Lindsay do all the ads?
People were asking. Yeah, actually, I got tons of DMs that were like, I've always wondered. Hilarious. Someone said it was always. Someone's like, yeah, I've always wondered, but I figure it's because Lindsay was like better at it or something.
No, it's just because we...
It's none of your business.
Yeah, we just divide and conquer. We divide and conquer. When we're together, we record as. When we're apart, I do it. Yeah, and she does other things.
And to just pull the curtain back a little bit. And also welcome. We're so grateful you're here wherever you are. If you're in your car, if you're cleaning, if you are doing errands, if you are on a walk, we love you. We are so grateful that you choose to listen to Almost 30. Mm-hmm. I'm Lindsay Simsek. And this is Krista Williams.
I actually didn't flinch. I was like, mm-hmm.
Literally, this is how we've spent this much time together. My identity no longer exists. I'm Krista Williams. This is Lindsay. We're best friends, et cetera. And what I was going to say about the podcast ad spot recording. So if you're a new listener, Lindsay does most of our ads. If you're an old listener, you know this. I will come in for some of them. But the actual process of our podcast recording is a lot more complicated, I think, than people think.
Yeah.
So Lindsay and I record in batches because she's in New York, I'm in LA. So we'll do a week of a lot of different interviews. We'll have to slot all those interviews in our calendar based on dates that align with the guest, based on dates that align with us, based on the content. And then Lindsay and I will have to record intros and outros on dates for episodes that are coming out a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And then ad spots get added throughout. So we have a calendar of our ad spots that get added, and those can come months in advance. Those can come a year in advance. Those can come 2 weeks in advance. And so we don't really have the time with, even when we were in person, you know, mm-hmm. to get those ad spots out quickly and then insert it into the episodes, because there's so many episodes and there's so many different partners that we work with. So it's actually a little bit more complicated than just, I think, what people maybe perceive, which is we sit down, we record the intro, we record the interview, and then the ad spots go.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, because of where we are geographically, it's a little more disjointed in the process. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean bad. It just, we try to be as efficient as possible and also as like relevant as possible. You know, we don't want to record an intro 8 months before.
Mm-hmm.
Just would be weird. So
yeah, 2020 taught us that.
Yeah. So we just try to be as mindful as possible. But yeah, coming to you when I'm in LA. And so this is like a focused 8 days where Kristen and I can record a ton of interviews, some solo episodes, ads, intros, outros. And it just feels like really good to, yeah, have that time and kind of revisit what began all of this, mm-hmm. you know, these conversations. So
we can nourish our relationship as well.
We can nourish.
We nourish our relationship together.
We take walks. We get massages together.
We do. If you're in LA, we got the massage guy for you.
Oh my goodness.
Massage
therapia.
He's unreal. When you said he's creative, creativity in massages is a trait that I appreciate.
I would love to sit down with him and just ask him a few questions.
Dude, he talked all the last dinner, all the last massage. I got a 90-minute massage. He talked the whole time.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
I got a massage. Letitia got, I think she got you a massage.
A while ago, yeah.
So Letitia, our dear friend, got us massages at the Peninsula. And so I went to get a massage at the Peninsula and the woman talked the entire time about
just things.
It was wild. It was the wildest conspiracy conversation I've ever had. And with that sort of conversation, I'm just a listening ear.
Yeah.
I'm open for whatever people want to talk about, but that was not what you want to talk about when you're like
during
getting
a massage. I want to tap out.
Same. I talk too much.
Out. So yeah, highly recommend Mo. You can find him at Mossage Therapia on Instagram.
He cares about his followers too much. Mo, I love you. But like, I literally tell him, he's like, oh yeah, I got this many followers from something. I'm like, well, and this is actually business advice for anyone, but is that leading to greater sales in your business? Like, how does that affect your actual life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for him, I'm like, are you getting more people booking? That's mm-hmm, what matters.
Mm-hmm. I think us sharing helps.
Yeah. You know who else shares? Brad Georgieski or the fashion.
Oh.
He loves Mo.
Wait, get out.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Loves
Mo. He has a huge following.
Huge following. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me happy. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, I'm this celebrity.
Oh, honestly, I shared during the same time as
but
Brad.
But a lot of people did go.
And I was like, oh, did it help? He's like, yeah, it was good. But Brad, whoa.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was, I think there was like a hard time during COVID times. So it just makes me happy that like people who do in-person services are like ramping back up.
Yes.
Especially someone as talented as Mo. Amazing. We are coming off of a high at camp, almost 30. Mm-hmm. If you're new to the podcast, Krista and I host a virtual event twice a year. This is our second one. And it basically is something that was born out of like COVID times, you know, being inside, feeling disconnected, feeling just a little bit out of sorts and just wanting to connect with our community in a way that was super intentional. And so we brought together some of our favorite healers and experts and leaders and kicked off our membership back in January. With this free event. So we just did it again. And this lineup was unbelievable. But today's episode, Krista and I, in our session, we talked about the stories we tell ourselves. And so we just wanted to like go a little bit deeper and
Make it a full ep.
Yeah, make it a full ep for
you. And
y'all.
If you want to, if you were unable to join camp or if you did and you aren't in the membership to have access to all the recordings, you could listen to the episode we did recently. It's called All the Inspiration You Need. And we took some of the best nuggets from camp. So it's almost like on your Instagram feed explore page when you look and it's all those quotes where you just kind of get a hit of inspiration. It's like that. You can really go to it and find all the hits of inspiration and insight that you need from camp. So I definitely recommend going to that episode. It's called All the Inspiration That You Need.
Now more than ever, we need to take charge of our health. I think we can all agree. And you know what? The relationship with sugar in America is one that, you know, can be a problem. In fact, almost 90% of Americans are actively trying to reduce their sugar intake. But when it comes to sugar and diabetes, the options are super, super limited, either pharmaceutical drugs for more severe cases or lifestyle changes reliant on just willpower alone. Enter Sugar Break. So Sugar Break is the first natural non-prescription support system that empowers you to reduce your sugar intake and manage healthy blood sugar levels to support your overall health. Their products are made with natural ingredients that have been scientifically tested in over 20 clinical studies and are proven to curb sugar cravings and promote healthy blood sugar management. All of their products are gluten-free and allergen 8-free, and their adult line is vegan. It's backed by scientific advisory team, including a Cleveland Clinic endocrinologist, the head of eating and weight disorders at Mount Sinai, a sugar addiction expert, registered dietitian, pediatric specialist, and so much more. So if you are having trouble with your sugar cravings, or if you struggle with diabetes or hormonal conditions such as PCOS, struggle with insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome, have a history of diabetes in your family, try Reduce. It's a daily capsule that helps maintain healthy, balanced blood sugar. It's formulated with natural ingredients, and they just recently launched a kids line to help parents build healthy habits and take a proactive, preventative approach when it comes to blood sugar and overall health. Sugar Break products are available nationwide in Target stores and online at Target.com, Amazon, and SugarBreak.com. To try Sugar Break and get a little bit of a discount, you know us, we got you. Go to sugarbreak.com, sugarbreak.com, and use the code ALMOST30 at checkout to get 15% off any Sugar Break product. That's sugarbreak.com. Use the code ALMOST30 to get 15% off any Sugar Break product.
This idea of the stories we tell ourselves was set, or the presentation we did at the beginning of camp. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really important for camp because at camp, our goal is to really open our minds up and open up the possibility of having a different experience, whether that's globally, whether that's personally, whether that's relationally. And when we look at things like boundaries, or we look at things like self-censorship, or we look at things like the relationship with our soul, we have built our identity and we have built our reality on stories that we tell ourselves. So these stories are usually created when we are very young. They could be positive stories. They could be negative stories. But I think what happens when you're in your late 20s and really around the Saturn return time, and really when your prefrontal cortex is coming online, when you're really becoming conscious in your mid-20s, you're reevaluating and really looking at all these stories. That's essentially the goal of becoming conscious, is looking at all the programs that are running in your computer system, which is your brain, and evaluating if those are helpful or hurtful. And if you bring conscious awareness to them, then you can work to rewrite them or rewire them. And what happens is these stories are really embedded in your brain in a way where the deeper the story, the deeper the groove of the inside the brain. And so, or the deeper the neural connection, because it's been firing for a really long time. So something I think about when I think about this as an example is my grandma had Alzheimer's. My dad's mom had Alzheimer's. And what I learned about Alzheimer's is that what happens in the brain is that you lose the most recent unimportant memories first, because the neural connections that were firing didn't fire enough to really create a strong relationship. Mm-hmm. So what was lost last was things like knowing who my dad was, or knowing where she grew up, or knowing who her husband was, because those had fired so many times and created this really, really intricate, deep relationship inside of her brain neural network. So our stories are a lot like that. They're the parts of our neural network of our brain that have been continuously fired over and over again that really create this like reality that we live in. So there's the really deep stories, and then there's the really light ones. But for camp, it was really important that we just really bring conscious awareness to the reality that we've created through the stories that we live. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay and I went through just an overall understanding of these and how these really show up in our lives. And our intention with bringing this conversation for you today is to really just provide an opportunity for us to all pull up for air and bring conscious awareness to some of the programs that are running in our lives.
And I can imagine that, you know, all of us living through 2020, it's like a lot of the ways in which we were showing up for our lives were kind of either paused, questioned, completely taken away, or just were kind of right in your face to look at. And so I just feel like it's the perfect time just to kind of like recalibrate and look at these stories and just identify, like for me, it's been important to identify like where I have labeled a story good or bad, mm-hmm. positive or negative, and how that affects the decisions I'm making. So if you think of a story that you have, say around money or your health, and then allow the feeling that comes up to be felt, I'm sure you could say, ah, oh, this is a positive feeling, or this is kind of a negative feeling. And I've taken some time to kind of sit in that neutral seat and not immediately identify who I am with that story. And it's really hard because, as Krista said, those grooves can be really, really deep. But for example, like a money story that I believed for a long time was that, you know, I will never be able to save or keep money. Like it will always be something that I'll have to really like search for, like obviously work for, but it was in the sense that like I didn't trust myself with my money. And that was a deep, deep groove from like very young. I kind of saw that money story play out in my life and people around me. And then I just kind of adopted it via osmosis. And I had to notice that like anytime I felt that way, anytime I earned money, I would kind of look at it in my bank account. And I noticed the feeling that I would have, instead of being like, wow, this is amazing, I'm so grateful, and I'm also really proud of myself, I would immediately get anxious because the story had this negative charge. The story was like, you can't keep this. Like, you're not good with that. And so my choices in following were those that perpetuated the story.
Yeah.
So we have to be really aware of that. And for me, it's just like simply taking that neutral seat, like you said, just kind of reevaluating. Mm-hmm. Like, do I want to believe that story anymore? Mm-hmm. Because it is a choice. It's also a practice, but it's definitely a choice. And, you know, we've been talking lately about that inner critic that kind of helps to perpetuate the stories. The inner critic can come in and just be like, yeah, you've never been good with money. So you gotta, you know, there's no way that you could override that or rewrite that story. And I think it's been very, very helpful for me to label the inner critic, because oftentimes I get confused that that voice is me. So something that I will do is like give her a name or just kind of identify like, there she is. Hello. Like just kind of like call her out so that her power mm-hmm. is kind of taken away. And I'll either ask a question like, okay, what is this really all about? Like, why are you chirping right now? What's happening? Are you anxious? Do you feel like I'm really stepping into my power and it's like kind of intimidating you? Like really kind of like taking a moment, pausing and having a conversation with that part of myself so that she's not running the show behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think with the money story, it's such a good example. And I think for people listening, we can go to things in our life that we feel like aren't working first. You know, it's a really beautiful practice. And I think with having a coach, it's really helped. And I think part of this process too is identifying like what's really working mm-hmm. in your life and then seeing the stories from there. So you could look at, you know, money as an example. You're mm-hmm. like, at that time, you're like, I don't feel good about money. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have it. I don't feel like I can save it. This doesn't feel good. So I'm going to look at the stories. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at what I think. So I think that I can't save money. I think I have to really work for money mm-hmm. to have it. I think that I'm not worthy of money, all these things. For me, that would be as an example, like something related to my body. It'd be like, okay, I'm not really feeling good about this. What are my beliefs? That I will never have the body that I love, that I will only be loved if I look a certain way, that I'll only be successful if I look a certain way. So you can kind of peel back. You can often look at your parents or your relationship with your family and kind of see what's going on there. But I think that's the best place to start, is looking at the places in our life that we feel like might have a little bit of stick to them, mm-hmm. Where we don't feel like we're in a good place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's also good to do the positive ones. Mm-hmm. You know, like what are positive yes. stories that you've been able to cultivate in your life? And these are the parts of your life that things come easy for you. You know, for me, mine was probably money. I actually have a good story with money, or I've had a good story with money. My mm-hmm. parents were pretty smart with their money. They were always really intentional about us saving. We always talked about money. And so I actually have a really great relationship with money. I've definitely been in debt in my life. I've definitely overspent in my life. I've definitely done not so smart things. But overall, I've had a great relationship with money. So when we look at that too, mm-hmm. you can also think like, and be grateful for some of the stories that we have that cultivate really beautiful parts of our lives as well. So we don't want to just focus on the negative, also yeah. focusing on our positive stories.
It's another piece of evidence that you can change the story, that you can have more positive stories.
Yeah.
And I would just say, you know, how can you incorporate more like mindfulness into your everyday so that these stories not necessarily hit you in your face, but it's like, how can I take time to either like meditate on this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or maybe do like a soul journaling practice or just stream of consciousness or morning pages practice to kind of just dump, you know, about these stories and perhaps where they come from. Just on the soul journaling piece, highly recommend Elisa Romeo's book, Meet Your Soul. She teaches how to journal to your soul. And I feel like this practice in particular has been super, super impactful in rewriting my stories, because mm-hmm. your soul is just, she knows, and it's so beautiful. And she just like reflects back the potential in rewriting your stories and mm-hmm. and literally will rewrite the stories for you right in front of your eyes. And it's pretty miraculous.
Yeah. I even had to rewrite the story within religion, you know, because I grew up Catholic. And I remember angels. Like I remember angels within the context of the Catholic Church. And I was like, oh, angels are inaccessible to me. And they are just a part of this part, I don't know, they're just very inaccessible. And I thought they just like only hung out with God in heaven. Mm. And that was a story, you know, just like, okay, angels are not accessible to me. I will never be able to leverage the support of light beings and of creatures that, you know, are here for my highest and greatest good, or things that are here for my highest and greatest good. And I had to rewrite the story that like angels or light beings are here to support me in my evolution. And without the context of religion, they are still here for my highest and greatest good. So it can even be small things like that. And religion is like a great place to start too.
Okay, let me tell you about something I love to do. I go onto Thrive Market. I am a member. I have saved hundreds of dollars on my favorite products. I go onto Thrive Market and I click the new tab. So basically, I wanna browse their newest products on the website, and I'm always finding new products I love and I've never heard of before. And I just really trust Thrive Market to vet products so that I am getting the cleanest, healthiest products, both for my body, my home, and I'm really excited to share some of my newest picks. So I found the Lesser Evil brand and their organic popcorn watermelon hibiscus. Okay, sounds weird, tastes delicious. I'm also trying to make coffee at home, and I found the Copper Cow coffee. It's a pour over kit. It's just black coffee, and I'm so excited to try. I've also found some incredible wine on Thrive Market. I just got the Benet Rouge. This is Gamay Noir 2020. So I'm excited to try that. Y'all, Thrive Market is the shiz. Okay. You can become a member, super affordable. And I literally tell you, you will save hundreds of dollars. And what's so cool that for every paid membership, Thrive Market gives a membership to someone in need, a family in need. So check it out for your food, your frozen food, bath and body, vitamin supplements, beauty, wine, and just pantry goods that you're going to love and be obsessed with. And for our listeners, we're so excited. Per usual, we got something special for you. You can go to thrivemarket.com/almost30. Join today, get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/almost30 to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/almost30. Hey y'all, this episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic, a wellness company that we've been working with for a long time that we trust and use every single day. And they're well known for their delicious mushroom coffee. So their mushroom coffee is real organic, fair trade, single origin Arabica coffee. And it has lion's mane, which really helps to kind of like balance out the buzz of coffee. It also has chaga mushroom for immune support. I love this coffee. It really helps me focus so I can get my stuff done. And I just have noticed that I'm not experiencing those jitters from regular coffee or that midday crash. I love Four Sigmatic because their products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free. Every single batch is third-party lab tested. And y'all, with coffee, you got to be careful. There's a lot of coffees out there that are just full of chemicals and pesticides. So we got to be really careful. We know Taro over there at Four Sigmatic, and we know he's obsessed with quality. So again, trusting this brand and passing them on to you to try. And we're really excited. Just for Almost 30 listeners, you can get up to 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. Again, 40% off plus free shipping. That's like the biggest discount that we've ever offered on a partner. So mushroom coffee bundles are 40% off plus free shipping when you go to foursigmatic.com/almost30. This is only for you, our listeners. You can go to foursigmatic.com/almost30 to claim this offer of 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. One more time, foursigmatic.com/almost30. And lastly, just on the piece of how to start integrating this, I did this with my therapist, and I'm sure a lot of you out there have as well, but like just identifying the age of the story, mm-hmm. I think just like the origin of the story kind of helps to put it into perspective. You know, it's not just like this nebulous thing floating around. It's like, oh, when I was 7, like I was told this, or I experienced this, or at 14, I just remember a year of, you know, whether it was like a bullying experience and you just kind of felt unworthy to be seen by people. Take a moment to really identify that age or that specific experience that holds this story. And I recommend journaling around this, you know, the thoughts, the feelings, the scene, and calling in your adult self to just really be what that younger part of you needs, which is just a really powerful practice. It kind of like when my therapist first guided me through it, I was like, this is stupid. But it's actually so powerful and sweet.
Yeah. And I wanted to bring up too about, I love bringing in, you know, your older, more healed self for that. And I think for that piece, what I've had and used as something that's helpful, because I don't have a lot of memory from my childhood. I have now like a bank of photos. I took a lot of photos from my house when I went to Ohio over Christmas. And by having this like photo album of me at a various different ages, I can look at photos and then identify and work with that version of myself. So I think for a lot of people, it can be hard where you're like, I don't remember what I looked like or what I was interested in when I was 5 years old. My parents didn't take a lot of photos. They didn't take a lot of video, but the photos that I do have, I keep with me so that I can communicate with that version of myself by looking at the photos. And I think if you're really within inner child work and you really want to do deep inner child healing, you can even keep those photos by your bedside or by your mirror and just really send love and like acceptance and just comfort to that version of yourself by looking at it, you know, in the mirror or having it by your bedside. I have this picture of me and my sister. We are like in the lake in Michigan and I keep it and I'm like, just send that specific version of myself love, you know, from a quantum level. There's like quantum healing happening. And I think that sort of thing does things beyond what we can comprehend.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I think that's so powerful.
And then on the inner critic thing, what I wanted to say. So it's interesting because I had this really big inner critic week a few weeks ago. And I did that where I was like, okay, talk to me feeling. What do you have to say? And I actually found it to be a little unhelpful for myself personally because it was just like, I was continuing to feel the emotions and feelings for a really long time. Like I was kind of stuck there and I was like, how do I get out? It was like, I want to say that I'm scared, or I want to say that I feel shame or whatever. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do with this? And the thing that really got me out of it, and there is importance to that, to really understanding and listening to what it is, because there can be very clear messages, but I just think I wasn't getting a very clear message about what was going on. And the thing that really got me out of that was like being in a meditative state enough that I could get into my heart. And as soon as I was able to truly be in like my heart, it was like crystal clear. Like everything went away. And I know from like a spiritual perspective that there are no thought forms or beings or entities or anything that can get to you when you're in your heart. Like when you are in, and humans are in our heart center, like that is our deepest and most safe place from everything around us, from all energetic interference around us. And I found that to be the case where I think a lot of what I was having as my inner critic was actually thought forms that weren't my own. I definitely have my own thought form programs and stories that I play quite a bit. And those are easily, more easily for me to identify within a, hey, what's going on? What are you trying to tell me? But in this case, it was actually some other thought forms from other people that were just sort of in my sphere. So I had to like drop into my heart center to clear. So I think once you understand yourself from a level, you can really look at your stories. Like this is my story that I have and I'm kind of working with this. I'm being kind with myself. Or this one feels like it's a little bit like not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I find meditation or breath work usually drops me into my heart. So are there any other ways that you drop into your heart?
Petting my cats.
Petting your cats. Yeah, that's a great one. No, I love that.
I think it's the patience. Like breath work, I should probably do. It's like just the patience of it where you're like, you have to wait for it to be, and you really have to allow. And I think I was so sick of it that I was like, dude, please God, help me.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if people are listening and be like, what does that feel like?
I know. It's very somatic. It's hard to explain.
It's super somatic. And you all have absolutely been in your heart.
Yes.
You all have absolutely been in your heart. The way I'm trying to think of how to describe it, at least from my experience, it's like, I guess for me, it's like the tactical feeling of like zero judgment for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there's this like somatic feeling of, it's almost like I could cry, laugh. It's like I'm being, mm-hmm. it's like you're like new. Mm-hmm. There, it's like this weird, like purified feeling of just like, I feel like anything could make me just like burst into tears or smile, or like you're just so like, I feel new. Mm-hmm. It's like that childlike feeling. Yeah, that's 0 point.
It's that 0 point. And you can look, I think that's like a spiritual community term that is interesting to really look at, is like that 0 point. Mm. Yeah, I think for me, it's like, yeah, it's like so stupid. It's like, it's all good.
I know.
Like I literally was like in it and I was like, oh, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Like whatever the fuck. And there was like almost like the bigness of the love was there so mm-hmm. much that like whatever the entity or thought form was like, oh, okay, we can't, mm-hmm. we can no longer occupy this space. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm out of my head. I'm out of like the yes. avoidance. I'm out of the thing. And it was like so safe that it was like, all is welcome here. Mm-hmm. Come one, come all, come whatever thought. But like what I know is like truth.
Yes.
You know, what I know is like in my heart. So
yeah.
Yeah. And I do. And that helps in therapy. It's helped me a lot in therapy. Mm-hmm. So seeing a somatic therapist has really helped me to get into my heart yeah. a lot more.
Yeah. And sometimes the work will not be spoken, will not be written down. You know, there could yes. be ways to like, even just being out in nature, mm-hmm. even turning on your favorite fucking song and just ripping to it and dancing around and moving your body, even like laying beside your cat. Like, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we get so tripped up in trying to like rewrite the story. It's
yes.
like, it literally could be less of the doing and more of like just the receiving of the beauty around you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's been a huge reminder with working with Aaron, our coach.
Yeah.
So we've been working with Aaron for over a year. And, you know, before him, I was like, coaches. I'm like, what? I completely understand coaches, but I didn't understand how I could find value outside of value that I could seek myself through podcasts or my mm-hmm. relationships. And it's completely transformed my life. But Aaron has taught me that in our recognition of the story, it helps to dissolve it. And that's what I always come back to with any healing or story, that I'm like, my awareness is dissolving this now. Like mm-hmm. this is now being rewritten with my conscious awareness, and it takes my effort and work, but more so it takes my like, I almost mm-hmm. feel like it's like once you put the flashlight in the corner of the story, it's like, oh, now that I know you're there, God help me recognize when I'm playing the story, mm-hmm. when I'm running the track, so that I can be like, oh, that's not what we're doing here.
Yeah, it just becomes more conscious.
Yes.
Less of the unconscious control yes. of everything.
Yes.
Because then it seeps into like, I feel like something like a money story could seep into your relationships, and it could mm-hmm. seek, you know, yeah. know, it's like that.
Yeah,
that
you can't unworthiness. Identify with the story.
Yeah.
You got to mm-hmm. let it. You can't make the story you, because mm-hmm. you are not your story. That's the whole thing. Your story is the ego. Your soul is eternal. Like, think about how hilarious your soul thinks your stories are.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how hilarious God thinks your stories are.
She's like, you're changing in every moment. How could you have a story that defines
honestly.
You?
And like, it's all an illusion. Like, mm-hmm. this is all an illusion. It's all an offering for us to learn and grow and come back to our oneness. And it's like, oh, you think that you're never going to get picked first for kickball?
Like, that was one of my stories.
Was it really? Actually, that was traumatizing.
Dude, I got picked last for like a whole year.
Really?
Yeah.
You're athletic.
No, I know, but they were told not to pick me, you know?
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious. Looking back, I'm like, dude, I didn't even want to be picked.
Dude,
get me out of here.
Slicked everyone off. Dude, I would have burnt the place down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I would have probably beat someone up. That would have been my response, would be anger.
I just got so sad and depressed that I would like sleep through everything just to try and get it. Was like weird. You know when you yes. got sad and
senior
you were tired?
Year, I would sleep all year.
Yeah, it was weird.
I had a teacher, Mrs. Something. she was really impactful in my life. And I remember one time I was sleeping in class, AP Brit Lit. And one time she woke me up and she just literally looked at me with such care and was like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who knows what I said. But I just remember, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Someone can care about you actually and not be mad that you're not doing what you're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it was because I was taking Zyrtec every morning. Literally, dude, I was at such bad allergies. I was taking 2 Zyrtecs every morning. That's the whole thing with drugs like that. Birth control, no one tells you anything.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe I was supposed to look it up. I don't know. I know.
Wow. Go teachers. I feel like teachers are just...
They rock.
They rock. I just feel like...
There was a hilarious
like,
tweet the other day that was like, dude, it was like, sometimes teachers used to have beef with me when I was like 10. Or it was just about like how sometimes when you were younger, did you ever feel like a teacher had beef with you?
Totally.
Yes. And it's just so funny to think about when you're 10, you're like, how would you have beef with like a 10-year-old?
100%. 100%. Yeah, I was definitely... I was always trying to figure my teachers out. You know? I spent probably more time than I should trying to figure my teachers out.
I was not my teacher's favorite. It was very hit or miss.
Yeah.
But I was not a favorite of teachers, to be honest.
I was the favorite of this dude teacher, and it was really inconvenient and annoying. And
oh, I have nasty stories about
that. Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. Yeah.
Still
anyway.
Working on that. Yeah, literally. That's my work this year is trauma work. Yes.
To be honest, I never found cashmere pieces to invest in that I actually really liked until I found Naked Cashmere. Y'all, they're making cashmere so cool. And what's better is that they're also sustainable. So I'll get into that in a moment. But y'all, I am loving my Naked Cashmere. I just got the Clarissa shorts. Like, let me tell you how cute with the Kenna top. I wear this around the house. I also have the Kara top. So it's like a button down. I wear it with jean shorts or jeans. These are high quality pieces that you will love, I promise you. And they truly will last forever. I've had mine for about a year now and I'm obsessed. They are creating the finest, most environmentally conscious cashmere experience for their customers. So their cashmere yarns carry certifications for being sustainable, fair trade, and following animal welfare guidelines. And their packaging is made of recycled cardboard and their unique, reusable, biodegradable inner sleeve is designed to help you protect and store your cashmere, which I store mine in, so it really will last forever. And they also sell online only, so they're able to offer their customers a much more personalized customer experience, and they launch new collections every month. It's pretty badass. So go to nakedcashmere.com/almost30 and use the code almost30 for 15% off your first purchase. I want you to tag us in what you get, wear it, try it on for us. nakedcashmere.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 at checkout for 15% off. Kristen and I invested in a CBD brand, and we are so proud to introduce you to them. House of Wives. House of Wives empowers women to take control of their lives, especially their sleep, stress, and sex, and really support them in just doing everything and anything they want to do and accomplish and feel in this life. They have a collection of 5 incredible full spectrum CBD products with natural active ingredients. And they have more products coming down the pipeline that we're so excited to introduce you to. My favorite are the sex gummies. So Kristen and I have talked about these a lot. It has ashwagandha and horny goat weed and just really powerful ingredients in addition to the full spectrum CBD, which they grow in Colorado. So they have a Colorado-based farm. They've actually planted some of the hemp plants themselves, and they work with leading chemists to just make the best CBD. It's organic, NSF certified. It has good manufacturing practices. It's kosher and halal hemp. So Y'all, we've tried it and we tried a lot of CBD. And this is the one that we have just felt such a difference using, such a positive difference. So we're excited for you to try. You can get $20 off, $20 off your first purchase when you go to houseofwise.co and use the code ALMOST30. So houseofwise.co, use the code ALMOST30 to get $20 off. And make sure you check out our episode with Amanda Goetz, the founder, to learn more about her, the brand, the mission, and CBD. Again, houseofwise.co, use the code ALMOST30 for $20 off your first purchase.
And so with All Stories, just to sort of recap, I think importantly is identifying, you know, areas in our life where we would like to improve. We would like to see maybe abundance with money, maybe love with relationships, maybe more body acceptance, maybe living on purpose, maybe being able to travel the world, maybe being able to see a world that is, you know, the 5D new paradigm world. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different stories that are currently running in the collective and then in our personal lives. So I think by starting out to maybe look at all of those areas and think about which stories are playing, mm-hmm. And you can look back to how you grew up if it's helpful to just really connect all of the dots and say, oh yeah, my dad always lost his job. And that's why I feel like I can never be fully supported by a man. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I always felt like I was the biggest one in school. So I never felt like I could be accepted by someone, you know, mm-hmm. accepted by people. So just think about these things. And then, like Lindsay said, you could go back to that age of how old you were when maybe that situation happened that really created that story for you. And then you can work with that younger version of yourself to rewrite it. But when we think about outside of our own personal stories, which I think starting with the personal stories is most important, we can also work to rewrite the collective stories. And I think a really powerful exercise for that is something that, you know, PETA talks about quite a bit, is really rewriting the collective story for humanity and for what we want to see exist and experience in the world. And an example of that would be everyone on earth is able to make a life that they love and live in a space that they love and experience deep, intimate love and feel and know their soul and respect and love the earth in like a way that feels symbiotic. Mm-hmm. And there is no need to rely on Mother Nature outside of something that is sustainable. And we can really get super dreamy about that. And that kind of thinking and dreaming is really important for us as we create the new future that we want. So it does start with the stories that we tell ourselves. And then as we sort of evolve as a collective, we can work on those greater, deeper, more conscious mm-hmm. stories about what we want to create for the future.
Yeah, don't be afraid to dream. I feel like sometimes we're afraid because we'll be disappointed. But
yes,
I think it's so important. If that dream lives in your heart, it can be made manifest.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. It's one of my
and
quotes
cue
that
the
I
music
say.
To yeah. take us home.
A dream is a wish.
It's so true.
What does it say? So when you're, what's the next line?
A dream is a wish. I have no idea, actually.
It's like when, I thought it was when you're feeling blue or something. It always gets dark with Disney. It's like always dark and weird.
When you're feeling not like yourself.
Yeah, literally. When you're feeling like you want to be programmed by evil forces.
Oh, man.
I hope this was helpful. I know that for me, doing this work is really helpful. And then also seeing things as stories can really reframe and make us look at it in a much lighter and more less serious way than looking at, you know, some of like the other ways to frame it. And then this is a lot of subconscious reprogramming work. So if you want to dig into this too with like TB magnetic work or any other subconscious reprogramming or meditative work or EMDR, I think that's also really helpful. Breath work is also really helpful for sort of resetting and rewiring and reprogramming all of these thoughts. But bringing your conscious awareness to it, I think, is most important, first of all.
Love it. Thank you all for listening. It means the world. And hopefully, if this episode felt supportive, you will pass this on to someone that, might have a few stories to rewrite.
I actually got the inspiration of this from talking to PETA about her move to Italy, but then also just watching Justin talk and judging him and being like, that's a story. That's a story. I was like, wow, you're telling yourself a lot of stories. I was like, wow, we all tell stories.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to reflect that back to someone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because it's like, it's true and it's confronting. It's like,
oh my gosh,
don't look at my stories. Because you and I can do that for one another, you know? But it's also like...
His were like business ones too.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, I can't start a company by myself or something. I'm like, that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that we say as a limit
is
a story.
Yes.
Moral of the story here, judge your partner, create art. Judgment begets art. We love you guys so much. Go to almost30.com for anything more. We are really ramping up our blog posts just to share everything beyond the pod in like a form where you can read it and consume it that way. We have partner information on our website that you can dig into all of our sponsor codes. And then Instagram, Almost 30 Podcast, is really the spot for all of our episode quote graphics, all of our IGTV, all of our really, really nice reels. And then our membership is popping. So welcome new members. We love you so much. Our workshops are coming up, are incredible. And the workshops we had have been so good.
Yeah. They are unlike anything else happening on the internet.
We get our
sponsors. All right. Our sponsors for this episode, we love you. We thank you. As always, Krista and I are vetting brands, products, companies, and bringing them to you. For this episode, we'd love to thank Thrive Market, Four Sigmatic, Naked Cashmere, House of Wise, and Sugar Break. You can find all discount information in our show notes as well as on almost30.com. You're going to love these brands. Tag us when you use it and when you get your products. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on the next one.
We'll see you soon.